What fast food restaurant do you think has the best chicken sandwich in the game?
Regular or spicy?
Does that change the answer?
I don't know. So we're talking like fast food drive-through.
Yeah, drive-through. Mm. And well, I mean, if you have another thing, tell me and let the jury decide.
All right, so consistently Chick-fil-A. But if you catch a good one, Popeyes.
I don't think I've ever had a bad Popeyes chicken sandwich.
I was going to say, really? I think I actually am the opposite of that.
Really?
If we're saying that. Consistently, Popeyes, and sometimes you can catch a good Chick-fil-A.
Interesting. Okay, well, so.
Burger King definitely has a good one.
Do they?
Yeah, the King.
Like yeah, the special chicken sandwich.
Yeah, not the long skinny ones.
I like those long skinny ones too.
But they can't be in the conversation for best chicken sandwich.
No, they're not, but there's something nice about
them. Yeah, I agree. But they changed their mayonnaise. They did.
Yeah, they did.
Is KFC in the conversation?
KFC has a good one too, man. So does freaking Church's.
Yeah, Church's. For me, it would probably go Popeyes, Church's. I'd have to put Burger King's. I'm with Alex. It's solid.
I think McDonald's is bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, hands down.
I haven't had their new one.
The new one is what I'm referring to.
Wendy's Spicy Chicken.
Wendy's. I forgot about Wendy's.
How you forget about Wendy's?
I know.
I'm not too impressed with Wendy's.
They have that Asiago Ranch chicken sandwich.
Wendy's can miss for sure.
And if they miss, they miss big, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know? So
that's what takes it out of contention for me. Like you go to Popeyes, for me it's almost always good. It's it's a hit.
That's
almost
Louisiana
every time.
Chicken right there.
Does Cane's sell a sandwich?
I think they do.
You've never been?
I like everything about Cane's except I don't
even
love
it's
the chicken.
Like right down the fucking road.
Yeah it's okay. The sauce is good.
The sauce is good. The fries are really good in my opinion. I like the bread. The chicken is good, but it's not insane.
Yeah,
give me DQ.
Dairy Queen
with Chick-fil-A sauce. Let's go.
You ever try the Polynesian sauce?
No.
Try it
from Dairy Queen.
No, from Chick-fil-A.
I don't go often enough to try new sauces. If that makes sense. I go. I want a specific thing, and I get it once every few months. Either
classic
a spicy chicken
or spicy.
Sandwich or. Like the tenders, not the nugs.
Okay.
The little tenders.
Grilled or fried?
Fried. Come on, man.
Oh, my bad.
Go to Chick-fil-A.
I like the grill.
I've only been to Chick-fil-A maybe
you get the grill?
Six, 7 times.
Yeah, if I get that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never got the grill.
I mean, I watch what I eat. That's a lie, but I do get the grilled. I do get the grilled. Chick-fil-A is, I don't know. I don't want to say it doesn't deserve the hype, but then you also have that moral...
I don't give
thing.
A shit.
Yeah, that
just make good chicken. That's all I care about.
Okay, that's how I am too.
I mean, unless it's egregious.
Well, I mean, would you say what they put out there is egregious?
I mean, I guess.
I guess it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Extra Medium Show.
Welcome back to another episode of The Extra Medium Show. I am Corey.
I'm Alex.
Shaman.
In the corner. This week, we're talking something kind of relevant, right?
Yeah, especially for us.
Yeah.
Those who don't know, we're based in Ohio.
Yeah.
It was we're talking train movies.
Uh-huh.
Because.
It was a little accident.
A little spill. A little hiccup. Little cleanup on aisle 6.
Yeah, not too far from us.
Yeah. Luckily, I think, east of us.
Yes.
So, if I know anything about science.
And south.
Should be okay.
So, I think we're all right. But if you haven't seen the news, a train derailed.
Yeah, with bad chemicals and they're burning them off. That's a good idea.
Well, okay. So, it kind of is.
It's the easiest way to clean it, easiest, fastest, and safest way.
It, It was already on fire before it was actively getting derailed. If they didn't release it and burn it off, it would have exploded and literally destroyed the town.
Maybe that's for the better.
Well, yeah.
Get everybody out, destroy the town, put a dome on it like on the Simpsons movie, and call it a day.
Or it would have leaked it more into the soil.
Yeah, it would have.
Do you think it could be a cover-up? Kind of like the Super 8 movie?
It's kind of coincidental. Have you seen Super 8?
I don't think so.
It's a train that crashes carrying an
alien. In a small town, and it's an alien. And
the alien gets loose, and then it's the whole thing. Because they've seen, four UFOs? I say UFOs not as aliens, but UFO can mean a lot of things.
Oh, man. Yeah, anything could be a UFO if you don't know what it is.
Right. Same week, man.
Yeah, I mean, just saying. I'm just saying.
I hope. I mean, that'd be cool.
That's the first thing that came to my mind was even that
if
movie.
It was like the end of the world. Like, I wouldn't be mad if, like, I was part of the end of the world. You know what I mean? Like,
good to be known for something.
Well, you wouldn't be known because the world would be over.
Yeah.
But, but I don't know. There'd be answers, at least maybe. Some kind of answers. Yeah,
I saw a Facebook post. Someone said they were a time traveler and that aliens invade us this year. So...
who knows?
Probably lying, but could not.
You never know.
Probably. Once you do something to prove it.
That's how you end up in jail.
In jail?
I don't know.
Or being, you know, experimented on.
How would you prove it?
I would come back with tons of information. I'd be like telling you what's about to happen in sporting events and politics. I would have told you, like, you know what I mean? I would have told you exactly when that train was going to derail. Like,
think about the butterfly effect from that.
I mean, you either want to prevent things or you don't.
Should you?
That's a different argument. But if you're going to tell us that aliens are going to invade us, that's changing things.
Yeah.
So why stop there?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a big government cover up. See, they're going to shut us down.
The tie-in with Rihanna and the halftime show?
No.
Because she's threw up an Illuminati sign?
I apologize, that's so unprofessional.
That's them saying don't mention that again. And it's a whole thing.
Well, there was an Illuminati commercial with Jack Harlow.
Was there?
It was all about triangles.
Was it?
The Doritos, yeah.
Oh.
It was a Doritos commercial, but it was like they had like the Triangle Awards and like he played the triangle. It was a whole thing. It was like the first commercial of the Super Bowl. You didn't see it?
Nope.
Oh, man. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yep.
I feel like shaming somebody who would intentionally not watch the Super Bowl just because. Just to be different.
I don't remember many of the commercials. I remember a Jesus one where everyone was screaming at each other.
They weren't as good. This year, I would say.
There was an Amazon commercial that was good with dogs.
And then the one where it looked like someone was messing with a remote.
Oh, yeah.
That one got me.
I liked it.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Anywho.
Anyway. We're talking train movies. And honestly, it shouldn't be what comes to mind for me.
Uh-huh.
But I think Back to the Future 3 is...
I had trouble thinking that was a train movie.
The whole movie's based around a train.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not on the train until, like, the very end, a small portion. But the whole idea of how they're going to get back is based around a train.
Mm-hmm.
So, I count it.
Do you remember the girl's name?
Claire.
Clara, I thought.
Oh, yeah, Clara Clayton.
Clara Clayton.
She almost fell into Clayton's Ravine.
I don't know if that just clicked for me, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's bad if that just clicked.
Let's say it didn't.
but yeah.
It's a newer movie that I just saw, Murder on the Orient Express.
The new one or the old one?
I liked the new one.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
I like that. I love those mystery movies.
Yeah,
like
Clue-ish.
That. Yeah. That was pretty good. And they're on the train almost the whole time.
Yeah. They only get off at the end, right? When they discuss who did
That's the one where the guy's like, there's a murderer on here, and he has to like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he gets a... Yeah, okay.
His name is... I don't know.
I haven't seen him in years.
I forget his name.
But, yeah, he's like a famous detective from London, and he's coming back from somewhere, and...
It's the same deal as Knives Out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm.
Love him. What about Snowpiercer, the movie?
Yeah.
It's a TV show also, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I've never seen the TV show, so
I've never seen either. I know the premise. It's the end of the world. There's a super cold out, and they have to keep the train moving to stay alive from freezing.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Dead on.
Okay.
And it's like a class system.
Yeah.
So there's passengers in the back that are like scum.
Yeah, and yeah, I've seen stuff about this because aren't they getting fed like bugs or something? Yeah.
Yep, I was gonna bring. They're that
like
up,
little protein bars that they don't know what.
I would
it
eat
is.
That shit.
If always, you don't know about it, yeah. It's
I kind of fantasize. Like I like eating and stuff, but like a world where you just don't even like you just get like a nutrition paste, and you don't even have to think about meals. You just get your nutrients and move along with your day.
What if one day we like become like jellyfish, where we just absorb?
That'd be cool.
You know,
I mean,
we won't.
Eventually, we'll evolve into
the world will end before that.
Yeah, do you 100%. Think jellyfish are one of the smartest animals or dumbest?
I don't think they're neither. They don't have brains.
Most advanced or least advanced?
Scientifically? More advanced because they're. Yeah, some
they never
immortal.
Die.
Yeah, some of them.
But they don't have intelligence
enough to survive.
No. It's not intelligence.
Are they sentient?
What's that mean?
Is that the right word?
If you're going to use that word, you have to know what it means.
It means where they're like
self-aware.
Yeah, like in T's Terminator 3.
I don't think they are.
They run from danger. They can sense danger, so they're self-aware.
Yeah, but so does grass. And like
that's a good point.
How can grass
sense? Like sunflowers face the sun and shit.
Yeah. Grass but smells
or
because...
a Venus flytrap.
That's not self-awareness. That's them getting
it's the same thing.
Food. No, it's not. Self-awareness is being able to identify what's around you.
No.
And you're like how you belong in that spot. Whereas a jellyfish running from a shark that's about to eat it.
It's all about staying alive.
But it's not. That's their biological way of producing, not, you know, staying alive. Yeah. They're producing their own food.
I don't think it's the same thing, but we can agree to disagree. Like grass.
I mean,
what smells waves? Because that's a distress signal from of the grass.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if that's true,
I don't know. So I'm not. Gonna argue.
I have heard that before. I have.
I don't think jellyfish think. They don't.
But you think grass thinks?
No.
Okay.
It's a built-in mechanism that keeps them alive, just like the jellyfish avoiding prey. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't think it's consciously saying, I'm moving left, I'm moving right.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Serpentine away from this, you know what I mean?
There's a lake. Shit, I forget where it's at. But it's filled with millions and millions of jellyfish.
Gross.
Yeah. It's like you look at the lake and you can hardly see water.
Why?
It was because of a flood. The waters like went over and then when they recessed, they got stuck like a tide pool. But it was just a big old lake. And
since they don't die, but they still reproduce, they
and they've like specifically evolved to live in that lake,
yeah.
Which is pretty sick. Science.
What's the predator of a jellyfish?
Dolphins.
Not water.
Dolphins and so I think some sea turtles, right?
Probably.
Yeah, because that's why in Finding Nemo, the turtle seems high because they get a.
They get high from the jellyfish.
Yeah.
Huh.
They're like the...
I'll try anything once.
Pretty much. Yeah.
What's that mean?
Try anything once.
Fuck a turtle.
once.
Anywho, what other train movies?
I like Unstoppable.
I don't even know what that is.
Good movie. It has Denzel Washington and...
he's in a few train movies.
Yeah. I forget the other guy's name.
I don't know.
He's but, a punk.
That's a good guess.
Chris Pine.
I like Chris Pine. Good guy.
Pretty much this train's at the train yard and these guys fuck up. And it just starts rolling and rolling and eventually
keep on rolling,
keeps
baby.
Going. And it the engine kicks on, you know, whatever. And it obviously it can't be stopped because it has the manual brakes and stuff. And right. And somehow these two guys get on it and they can't do it because it's like shorted out now. And it's like, I don't know how. But yeah, train can't stop, unstoppable. So,
All right,
I believe I've seen it.
Yeah, it's an okay movie. But I mean, it's on cable a lot. So,
what's the other one?
He's in movie.
Yeah, pretty much exactly.
The Taking of
Pelham 1-2-3.
Is it Pelham or Pelham?
Pelham.
I don't know. I always said Pelham.
Pelham. Philip Pelham.
I feel like I always said Pelham, but I don't know.
I just sounded. No.
Yeah, it's definitely Pelham. P E L H A M.
Oh, I thought the H was after the P.
No. You've been saying Pelham for years.
Probably.
Came out in 2009. Over a decade. Nobody's called him out. That is Denzel and. He's bald now.
John Travolta.
Isn't that funny? I said that and he knew.
No, I had to remember what other movies he was in.
He was in that commercial. He was in a commercial with the guys from Scrubs.
He looked fake. Yeah, singing Grease.
Yeah, but it was like AT&T or T-Mobile or something.
Yeah, he I don't know, man.
Still look pretty handsome to me.
I'm not hating on Zuko. JT.
You ever seen Money Train?
I think when I was younger,
it
came out. What I know a while ago, right?
95.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson's a cop.
Okay, yeah.
But he has like gambling problems, and they figure out like
most cops,
this train is a money train. Basically, they fill it up with cash to take to banks, and certain times it's filled with more, and they come up with a scheme to. Rob the Money Train. It's really good. It's a really good movie. J-Lo's in it. Young J-Lo. 95 J-Lo. It's like peak.
Prime.
It's like peak J-Lo booty. For sure.
Shaman, look up this movie for me.
Okay.
Look up. It's like Van Ryan Express or something.
Sounds
like
German.
That. Yeah, and it had it's a World War II movie, and it had
of course it is.
Frank Sinatra in it.
Von Ryan's Express.
Von Ryan's
Express.
Is it
like old?
Yeah, from like the 60s.
Yeah, 1965.
Yeah, it's good.
1965. Sorry.
Damn.
Frank Sinatra was in it?
Yeah.
Is it in black and white?
No. It's like a Nazi train.
Does he sing?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's like the action hero.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a hard time seeing. Isn't he really short?
I don't remember.
I have a hard time seeing him being an action star.
Yeah.
More power to him.
I could tell you how it ends.
America wins.
Frank Sinatra was 5'8".
Okay.
So he's probably like 5'5". Yeah, standing around us, he'd be short.
But he's probably 5'5" in real life.
Yeah. Lying.
Seriously.
You're right.
Most celebrities.
And back then, too, it's like.
No one was checking.
Yeah.
Ruler? What the fuck's that?
All the rulers were like handmade, so they were all a little bit off.
What about this one? It's a bad movie made from another bad movie. Snakes on a Train.
I didn't know that was a movie.
Bro, yeah. It's like
get
number
these
two.
Fucking snakes. Off my fucking train.
You motherfucker.
You think the first one was bad. Bro, it's like Sharknado, like, times two. Bro, it's bad. Like, it's almost scripted almost exactly like the first one, but somehow way worse. Probably because it doesn't have, you know, the cast. Neo.
Do you think this train derailment in Ohio, do you think it's like Chernobyl-esque? Some people are saying that.
They evacuated Chernobyl.
I mean, I did see an aerial view from what it was, and it looks bad from the sky, like looking down at it. It looks bad.
Yeah. All the fish are dying?
35,000.
Already.
That they said was unrelated.
Oh, that's a fucking lie. I know. I mean, it's crazy. They are trying to cover shit up.
It's crazy.
When you're arresting national news anchors,
yeah,
it's like, come on.
It would all happen so fast, too. Like, if it did, like, turn into, like, a huge thing, you know, like acid rain and all that stuff. And
yeah.
The government would just abandon everybody. And
like, nah, you're good.
Make QZs, quarantine zones for those who don't know. And, yeah, just not let people leave and start shooting people that tried to escape. And it'd be wild.
Sheesh.
It would be crazy.
So on a brighter note, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Class. I love it so much.
Yeah.
It's still relatable. I mean, even it's not relatable because the whole thing would have been solved by cell phone. Yeah. But,
I mean. Why couldn't they have did a payphone or anything?
He did.
Did he?
Yeah. I believe he called his wife a few times. Oh. But, yeah, nowadays that. Cell phone. As soon as he got left at the car thing and the car wasn't there, he would have just called the front desk. They would have brought a car out and he would have drove home. Movie over. It's crazy to think about.
Do you think cell phone gives you cancer? Having a cell phone gives you cancer?
No. I think some people are prone to certain things and that exacerbates the situation. Is that the right word?
I think so.
And just like processed foods and stuff in hair product. You know what I mean? Like if you get unlucky to get the right thing to combine with your body.
I'm
a doctor.
A theory that people have that maybe doesn't seem too crazy. Wi-Fi. Think about it. Just about everywhere you go, there's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So your body's just absorbing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what kind
of. But before, I mean, there's telephone lines, radios
throughout the universe, and your body just absorbs it from the earth, from the sun.
Yeah.
And it your body can, what's the word? Like dilute certain degrees of. Radiation and you know,
which is what it's been doing since humans have been humans. But now we're adding all this new stuff that's just layering on top of it. What if at some point there's that line where it goes
over? I mean, there is an increase of cancer, tumors.
I think it has more to do with the food.
Yeah, 100%.
Sure. And I really need to check my Twitter feed. So what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Damn.
Yeah. Pizza rolls, though. Pop-Tarts, I heard. But I love them so much.
Pop-Tarts are not good.
Yeah, I heard Pop-Tarts are real bad. What, Shaman?
Is that why they wrap them in the foils?
I don't know.
I don't know.
To keep the radiation from leaking out.
When you said that, I was like, well, that explains the foil.
I don't know, but chocolate Pop-Tarts, like the fudge ones, so good.
I like...
Do you toast your Pop-Tarts?
Yeah,
no.
100%.
You do every time?
100%.
Wow.
I cannot eat a Pop-Tart that's not toasted.
I probably toast my Pop-Tarts 0.02% of the time.
If there's not a toaster, I'm still microwaving those motherfuckers.
That is.
You ever try the Pop-Tart bites?
Yeah.
Yeah, like and it's disgusting.
It's too much crust, not enough filling.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if I wanted toast, I'd make fucking toast. Like,
it's not toast, but.
It's fucking toast. All crust.
It is all crust. I can't believe you like it. It's an abomination. Blasphemy.
Plus, you can't toast them, so.
Well,
It's like untoasted toast.
Yeah, toaster oven. I don't think those are meant to be toasted. Those are on the
go. They're Pop-Tarts. They're meant to be toasted.
They're on the go.
Nah. I like toasted strudels.
Well, they're obviously superior. Significantly. Yeah.
But you can't take it on the go. I'll eat a whole fucking box just in one go.
But you can't take it on the go.
No. No, I like the ones that have the cheese, egg, cheese, and meat. You know.
See, and but you don't know the struggle of having a sibling, right?
Yeah.
And your sibling uses extra packets.
Fuck that.
And then you come in.
We fighting.
And you got a toaster strudel with no packets left. Bro.
You don't know the struggle of growing up without toaster strudels. Why the fuck would you use
extras?
Because people were selfish.
What the fuck?
God.
I didn't have toaster strudels when I was a kid.
I mean, we didn't have them on deck. That's why
we didn't. Well, I would sometimes.
Were they around when you were a kid?
Man,
were they?
We made them ourselves.
Oh, nice. After you turned the butter?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I used to get these little Bob Evans breakfast sandwiches.
That's good.
Baller. Thanks, man.
You used to?
Yeah. I am a grown ass man. I can buy what I want, but I haven't. I forget that
sometimes. It's probably for the better. It's probably better that you don't.
Sometimes you just forget you're an adult. Yeah, and like, you can I can do whatever the fuck.
I'm going to go get ice cream after this. Triple like, scoop it.
Ooh, I don't know if I'll be allowed. And I'm like, wait a sec.
I do that stuff sometimes. Like, yeah, I haven't ate dinner yet, but I'm going to have a bowl of ice cream. It's because ruined my appetite. I'll get another one. It's just food.
What other train movies are there? Training Day?
Backdoor Sluts 8. Different train. Mm-hmm. No, Training Day is not about, it's not about trains. Have you seen Training Day?
I have. Oh. Recently.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Great. It was a really good movie.
Yeah.
When he just killed the homeboy in the house. Am I remembering that right?
Oh, yeah. The robbery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Dirty, dirty, dirty. And
would you be a dirty
Eva Mendez? He makes it look so cool. He makes being a dirty cop look kind of cool for a while.
Absolutely.
I mean, Ethan Hawke wins.
Fuck.
But Denzel's pretty goddamn cool.
Pretty
clanking
cool.
The pistols together.
Yeah. Man.
That's cool.
Who's more badass, him or Will Smith's character in Bad Boys?
Who's more badass?
Yeah.
Training Day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, who would win?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? Gotta Google
Will Smith's character?
No, that's Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
I can't believe I'm blanking on his name on Training Day. Alonzo.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd beat Mike Lowry. Any other train movies? Polar Express?
Fuck that movie. That movie's so garbage.
It kind of creeps me out.
It's weird because they're like over-animated or under... Like,
it's Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah, he plays like four different people in that movie.
They look too real but fake at the same time. I don't like it.
Like how the Grinch is.
I disagree. I like the Grinch.
It helps that he's not. What the Whoville people look weird. It's kind of the same vibe.
They got like pointy noses and stuff, don't they?
Their noses are like stretched up.
Yeah.
The one girl, Cindy Lou Who, is like...
She's like a metal singer now.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget what her band is called.
Yeah, she's cool. Had to shake that image.
Yeah.
Any more train movies?
Have you ever seen the movie Source Code?
I feel like I have.
I haven't.
But it didn't stick with me.
This Jake Gyllenhaal's in it. He gets a call. He says, you know, there's a bomber on the thing. You need to figure it out. Figure out who it is. So I'm going to spoiler alert here. Turns out he's already dead. The bomb has already gone off. They've just tapped into his memory. And he keeps trying to remember different things.
Yeah.
And to figure it out. But he doesn't know he's dead, like pretty much dead. So it's an interesting.
It just keeps replaying.
Yeah. And he can like change it to a certain degree because like he'll focus on it kind of like, oh, he missed this detail because he wasn't focused on it. So now he's going to focus on it, and he can realize this leads to this, leads to that, you know. Yeah. It's a very interesting, you know, murder mystery kind of deal. Mm-hmm. So
my extended family used to own a donut shop that was train themed.
Really?
Yep. I had a whole bunch of the signal lamps and shit.
Where was this?
In Mogador.
Why? It's not open anymore?
They sold it.
Is it still a donut shop?
I don't think so.
Cool story.
Hey. Did you ever go into a donut shop and make donuts?
No.
Neither did I, but I got free ones.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
A lot?
I mean, look at me. Oh, sweet.
Donuts aren't cheap.
What's your favorite kind of donut?
I like a classic glazed.
You can't go wrong.
It's so good. When it's good. When it's like a good...
Nice, relatively fresh.
Yeah.
You know.
You bite into it, it crumbles. The glaze crumbles off.
I like...
Tough to beat.
A powdered, sugar-covered, raspberry jelly-filled.
See, it's just... I mean, I understand.
I can't say that. Like, that's not delicious.
Yeah.
A plain... cake donut.
I don't know what that means.
Like,
oh, it's like that, like almost muffiny kind of.
Yeah, the like really thick donuts.
This has nothing to do with donuts, but you reminded me when you said cake and what you guys were just saying. I've been eating cupcakes wrong my whole life. Do you guys see the TikTok?
Yeah, where you like you
tear the bottom off.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
What the fuck, man?
I don't like cupcakes.
I'm with him. I'm not a big cupcake person.
I mean, I don't like icing.
Like the icing. That's why I don't like cupcakes.
But it might help me to eat it that way. Because, like, I always felt like I was just taking bites of icing, like eating cupcake.
Yeah, like, you get icing on my
nose. I got a big nose that dips in the fucking icing. It's a fucking disaster.
How do you feel about ice cream cake? Ice cream cake.
Best kind of cake.
No.
I will say that method has been used by my wife for ever since I've known her.
The cupcake thing?
Yeah.
If I would have seen that, if I would have seen her in like just do that naturally, I would have like lost my mind. When I saw it, I was like, I'm an idiot.
Would you like salt vanilla or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Absolutely.
Chocolate everything.
Yeah. Ice cream too.
Yeah. I get plain chocolate ice cream. Like, we'll go out to places, like, they'll have, like, 500 different flavors, and I'll be like, oh, let me get a chocolate cone, please. Chocolate shake. My wife's like, you don't want to get, they have, like...
Like peanut butter mocha.
Yeah, like, yeah, all this stuff. I'm like, it's like chocolate. I'm a simple man.
I definitely will take a milkshake over a cone.
I love chocolate milkshakes. McDonald's, man. Whew. I might get one.
You do drive by one.
I do.
You do.
There's always a cop there, though, and I never know
which 100% way. There's going to be a cop right there.
I never know. That's a weird turn-in there, so I have to, like, turn left at the light and then go in, because if not, you technically turn left over double lines, and I feel like they just watch people and wait for me.
Are you not allowed to do that?
You are. I don't think so.
I thought
you were. I mean, if you're turning into a fucking place.
There has to be a turning lane.
No, they don't.
No.
If it's a double yellow line.
So they want you blocking the more main road to turn left when the traffic's always backed up a quarter of a mile?
I don't think you can turn left over a double yellow line.
How the fuck are you going to get in? They want people to stop the main road for minutes because there's so many cars going the opposite direction. You'll never be able to turn left.
You can
left.
Go out that way.
You can, yeah, but you got to get in first.
Maybe you can. I just thought you couldn't.
I mean, you might not be able to, but I think that's like passing, I thought, not...
Yeah, I thought it was only passing.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I didn't know. I
need to know the law.
Should you have to retake your test every certain amount of years?
Probably. At least like a pop quiz.
10 years?
Yeah, you come in and answer 10 random questions.
It's been 10 years since I got my license.
It's been more than that for me.
Yeah, it's been slightly more.
I'm a better driver than both of you, though. So. What?
All right.
It is legal to cross a double yellow line to turn left.
Oh, interesting. I'm just going to go for it, then.
No, you have to now. Yeah. It's legal.
Yeah.
Just don't search under the seat.
Just kidding. Moving weight.
Cheerios.
Hey. What'd you watch?
Whoa.
Like that?
I watched a few things, but a movie called Addicted to Fresno with the girl from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, I saw something.
American Pie.
Yeah.
She's also in Poker Face, the new movie that's out.
That's what I saw, I think.
Yeah. It is weird. It has Aubrey Plaza in it and Judy Greer. Do you know who Judy Greer is?
I believe I do. Oh, yeah, I know.
She's a sex addict in it.
Okay.
And, like, becomes this whole thing, and they accidentally kill somebody, and, like, the whole thing's, like, trying to cover it up, but she's a sex addict, and they're maids at this. It's kind of stupid, but it made me laugh at the same time. Fred Armisen's in it.
I like him.
So.
He is.
Most people either like or don't like him. He's kind of, you know what I mean? He's not like a.
I think he's hilarious.
I like him a lot.
Him and Bill Hader, SNL. In my opinion, is one of the best kind of duos.
If you take things seriously in movies, don't watch this because it's like,
okay,
not that realistic,
right?
But if you don't want a quick watch, don't pay attention. Go for it. That's all I got.
I watched this. I started watching this show on Apple. It's called Shrinked, and it's Harrison Ford is in it, and then,
oh yeah, he's a shrink.
Yeah,
Jason Sudeikis. Jason Bateman.
Nope.
Jason Segel from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, and this is 40 like bodies.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford is the boss.
Real quick though, I told a guy one time that he looked like Jason Segel, and he thought I was talking about Steven Seagal, and he got real mad. Okay, go ahead.
I would too.
Well, it depends on what Steven Seagal you're talking about.
Early? Okay.
Late? Yeah, he got real mad though. I didn't know him that well. Like, you know what I mean? I might have been a waiter actually. He looked like Jason Segel. He definitely thought I meant Steven Seagal, and he's like got very angry. I cleared it up. Go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
Sorry. It's good. It's a good show. It's one, I think maybe a producer or writer is from Ted Lasso, so it kind of has a little. It's a little quirky, but it's good. It's about their shrinks, and he lost his wife. She died in a car accident. So he was like, spent a whole year just being a piece of shit, and he has a daughter and stuff. And then one day while he's at work talking to his patients, he just realized, I'm just going to tell everyone the brutal, honest truth now. And now it's him like working with his patients. Like, there's one patient who's the main character, but it's good. It's really good. It covers heavy stuff, but it also keeps it pretty light.
My Xbox Game Pass membership offers 3 months free of Apple Plus, so I'm gonna wait for a good time. Then I know I'm gonna have some time.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna Ted Lasso, knock it all out
for all
morning
mankind.
Morning show. I'm just gonna knock shit out in 3 months. Like,
ain't paying for that shit.
Yeah. I got too much. I got too many subscriptions. I can't.
Yeah,
but I'll do it 3 months and just knock them all out.
I like that.
Still watching Modern Family as well, too. Shaman, what did you watch?
So I didn't watch anything new, but I ended up going back to one of my safety net movies.
Animated?
No.
Okay. I was going to guess. That's why I'm asking.
I mean, you can still guess. You'll probably guess it pretty quick. It's a franchise.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
See, I was going to say Iron Man.
No.
He shared something about Lord of the Rings on Facebook.
Yeah.
Is it because I brought it up the other day?
No.
Jogged your memory?
No, it was just on, and I ended up watching all three.
Damn, he watched all three leisurely, and you can't even watch one?
Yeah. It's painful.
I've never seen them all.
Yeah. Director's cut too.
I don't know
which, the extended version. Yeah.
I don't know which ones I've seen.
Shame and I never got time to get on Xbox and play, but he watched 16 hours of Lord of the Rings over the weekend.
I mean, you're not far off. Yeah.
It's fine.
No, I tend
your to your time watch, is your own.
I tend to watch it, like, it'll be playing up in the background when I'm doing work or, you know, school work. So I'll catch, you know, like, the good parts. Like, okay. Yeah. Those are so good. I still can't understand why, like, you don't like them.
Because they should have just let the guy keep the ring. It was his.
It was killing him.
So what?
I mean, it was keeping him alive and killing him at the same time, but yeah.
Yeah. But I'll try. I got to finish my Star Wars stuff. There's so much to do and so little time. I'm going to quit my job just so I can watch Lord of the Rings.
You could.
I need to you to should. Watch it.
So little to do and so much time. That's from Willy Wonka.
Is that what I just said?
Nope. But it made me think of what he said.
So little to do and so much time is what he said.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little bit backwards.
Yeah.
Ew.
I love that movie. I was thinking about it the other day.
The original one?
Yeah. That might be one of my top five maybe comfort movies.
Hmm. Violet, you're turning violet.
Anywho.
Next week, we will wrap up 3 more episodes of The Last of Us. Yeah. As our what did you watch? As we did 3, I think 3 episodes is appropriate.
Yeah. So catch up if you haven't.
Yeah, because you don't get a full picture of just one episode. You know, you gotta.
I mean, we could talk about one episode for like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and it'd be.
Yeah. So I like 3 at a time.
Yeah.
Other than that, we went disc golfing.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty
fun.
But
we might have Jay on next week too to talk Last of Us, and we went with him, so I feel like we could wait. Next week to talk about our disc golf adventures.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all I got. So
that's all I got.
Let us know where Shaman messed up. And until next time.
Stay safe.